guys got a question back there?
First question.
You want to ask them at the same time?
We're good.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you think of the game?
It was good.
Was it? How much time did you spend in the stands? Those are my daughters, by the way.
Okay.
So the goal was to kind of get through this game healthy. A couple guys got injured there. What are the updates on?
Yeah, didn't reach our goal. So, Seti's definitely going to get checked out a little bit more here. Johnny was a little bit more for precaution. So we'll give you more of an update tomorrow. But... you know, Seti will probably be a little bit of a battle if he's going to be available right away. So we'll be, but like I said, we're going to have to wait and see. Johnny, I'm not really just worried about.
Anything to do with the head Paquette out of practice earlier in the week or last week?
No. No, he took a, you know, took a good hit. So that was it.
Six, seven preseason games now, camped in. The word is, I've heard a lot, is responsible, that they want to play more responsible hockey this year. Do you feel like you've been able to accomplish that goal so far through camp in the preseason?
Well, if you asked me after game one, there would have been a little bit of discouragement, but I think, you know, you got to break some habits here, and I the guys have been, we've just gotten better as the camp has gone on, and you can sit there and look up at the board and say, well, we didn't score a goal, but... you know, we look at the possession time, or scoring chances. We had our chances. We had a heck of a lot more than they did. It just didn't go in. But the big thing for me was we kept the zero up on the board. And that's what we need to do. And you look, the odd man rushes against, you just weren't seeing them the last two games. And I like the way we were in our own end and our side of the rink. And we keep that up, and that becomes part of our identity, that's just going to help us as the season goes on.
How do you evaluate how Brighi did this camp? I mean, for one of the guys that I felt some pressure to make a case for you guys.
What's the question? I'm sorry.
Yeah. What was your impression of Brighi during camp as one of the guys who was trying
nobody stayed here because they had to. Everybody stayed here because they earned it. And Hags was... he's played himself on, and you can look at the stats and say, "Oh, look, he might have led our team in scoring in the preseason." That really wasn't it, though. It's how his whole game has evolved, and it's actually been a pretty pleasant surprise from watching him in camp 2 years ago to where he is now. But you go down the list of guys that, you know, kind of inched their way forward here and really shown growth and improvement, and he's definitely one of them. So he's made a good case for himself.
You said. It's a bit of a surprise from 2 years to now. What, other than those scoring numbers, stands out from then to now?
Just his entire game. First of all, his speed has picked up, the possession of the puck, what is his hockey sense. He seems to have that ability that the puck kind of follows him around a little bit. He makes really good decisions for the most part, you know, in where to put the puck. And so he's, you know, as he gets used to, you know, it takes a little time to get used to the way we play in our own zone and in the neutral zone and stuff like that. Some of it's been a little different to what he's had before. But you can see he's learning, he's trying to grasp, he's trying to get better, and you just have seen that progression.
Wojtkowski played forward for you again tonight, mm-hmm. played it last game in Florida. Is that where you see him more on this squad, or is he still?
Well, we experimented with that a few years ago when he was with us, and we're looking to build the best team to put on the ice for game one and moving forward. And he has had the ability to play both positions. We have seen him much more at D than we have at forward. And to, you know, see if there's some chemistry and what he brings, what kind of element he brings to us. And, you know, the last two games he's played at forward, I think he's done an excellent job for us.
Kind of presence that Wojtkowski and guys like Maroon or even Shen being able to drop their gloves like that and hold guys accountable. How much of a different presence is that from maybe years past you've had where you've had a number of different guys that can
Yeah,
that?
Well, it does make us a little bit bigger. You know, we probably stick our chests out a little bit more, but you know, as what goes on in the preseason, not necessarily goes on in the regular season. You still have to be able to skate. You still have to be able to make, you know, the plays that need to be made. You still need to follow the system. The one thing for me is all the guys worked really hard. And again, they've been responsible. They haven't, they haven't been a liability when they're ice. Actually, you can make an argument they've really driven our team the last couple games. And so that's what you want to see. And that's what's been great about this. It hasn't been that, oh, these guys have to, you know, drop the gloves. Let's be honest, the league's not really venturing that way as much anymore. You have to play the game, and all the guys have proven they can do that.
I know Volkov had a maintenance save the other day. Did an injury kind of hurt his chances of, you know, giving you a couple more looks at him?
I don't know. Let's wait for the next couple of days and see what happens. I don't see, you know, we've lost a couple guys tonight, so we got to see where we are numbers wise and who can play.
Good. Thank you. See you Monday.
Good job.